Hi, folks. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. We're in day five in a series of meditations on adversity. And we've talked the last couple of days about how we, like Christ, work our way through adversity. We talked a little bit about how do we manage our way through adversity with the confidence of the Lord Jesus. How do we work our way through with the obedience of the Lord Jesus? And now I want to ask us, what would it be like if we were to be in the likeness of the focus of Jesus, the Son of God? So here's a good question to get our weekday meditation underway. Where did Jesus always go whenever he was about to make a decision or make an important step? I mean, if Jesus did it, it's definitely a step that we ought to take. I look at every single thing in my life is better when I learn to act and react and think more like Jesus. When I treat people like Jesus, then my relationships are healthy. When I invest in people like Jesus, then I find friends that matter. And when I care for people like Jesus, I'm richly blessed as they're blessed. And so I want my focus to be more like his focus. So where did he go when he was about to make a difficult challenge? Well, he went to God the Father. Jesus himself never relied on earthly sources of counsel or power or monies. He never sought out what some approval would be of a human being. His complete focus was on God the Father at all the time. His focus was, I'm come to do exactly what God has called me to do. And I believe this is why we are being called to work our way through adversity with the focus that Jesus had. Jesus knew adversity. Can you imagine having the beatings that he took, being spat in the face and cursed and being beaten and nails being driven into his hands and his feet? And Jackie, go on and on and on. And at the end of the day, one of the things that adversity teaches us extremely well is that earthly sources of guidance, earthly sources that we think are secure, they always fail. But God Almighty never does. So God gets our focus off of those comforts or those securities or what we think are guidance, and he gets our focus onto himself. In the midst of adversity, we can be reminded that momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. By the way, it came straight out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In other words, we keep what really matters, the eternal, in view. The focus as we work our way through adversity is what would be the focus of the Lord Jesus. It's not unlike the silly little bracelets years ago. This is what would Jesus do? And this one is, what would Jesus focus on? And in the midst of adversity, he would focus on, this is what God's focus, God's direction, God's purpose for my life is. And that is to bring glory to God and to bless and minister to others. So in this time of adversity, on this day, I invite you right now to stop in a season of prayer and say, God, I am grateful for, and today I want to invite you, tell the Lord three things you're grateful for right now. Lord, today I'm grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And now bring to the Lord this thought. God, whatever in me that I keep clinging to that is self-reliance, God, would you cause me to rely completely and solely on you? God, would you let me cling to your power that could flow through me in this adversity? I want to invite you to take a moment, and I want you to thank God for the Lord Jesus and his resurrection power. Adversity helps us experience resurrection power. God, today, I'm grateful in my life for Jesus and his resurrection power. Remember, friend, there's no resurrection without first experiencing a death. That's why Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ. that I may know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Listen, friend, one of the most beautiful pictures of working our way through adversity is dropping self-reliance and clinging to the resurrection power of God as he gives us clarity, direction, and peace in the midst of and all the way through victory in adversity. So let's take a moment, and I want to invite you to simply be quiet and still. And I want to give you 90 seconds today to, in a moment of total solitude, total quietude, just listen to the voice of God. No other sounds, no other need, no reading of anything. You don't need another music in your ear. Just let the voice of God and the promptings of God give you direction today in the likeness of the focus found only in Christ Jesus and how he focused on the Father's will. I'll be back in 90 seconds. And I'm back. I want to leave you on this fifth day and last day in our series on adversity. And I want to give you a thought that I trust that you can hang on to no matter where you're at with adversity, in the thick of it, just coming away from it, or knowing you're stepping into it. Let me give you this thought, that when we stand face to face with God, our Creator, we can discover that through obedience, not only were we blessed, but many were. And that God's redemption brings a human soul to the point of obedience. And when he does, it always produces good. If I obey God, then his redemption can flow through me to the lives of others. Because behind the deed of obedience is the reality of an almighty, all-loving God that will carry you through adversity. And let me leave you with this blessing that I share each week in Sugar Hill Church. My friend, let the Lord go before you and make a way and make your crooked path straight. Let the Lord go within you, bring you peace and joy, fulfillment and contentment, because he is always good and you are always loved. And let the Lord come behind you in days that are difficult and pick you up and carry you not around your adversity, but through the middle of it, only to set you down victoriously on your two feet and wipe away your tears, kiss you on the forehead, and wrap you up in his loving arms as you hear your Savior say, "My child, I love you." God bless you. I'll see you back for a new series tomorrow in another weekday meditation. God bless you.